M0FXB Hamtech, let's unbox the Retrocast TR113. As you can see, it comes in this box, the handle there. That's our box. If you've never seen one of these before, it's a rugged receiver. I used to love things like this when I was a child, and the style is the same. It comes padded. Hopefully they've remembered to give me the included sort of dipole antenna that they are giving to people now. So it looks like there's more than one instruction manual. Four band app instructions. So that's what the app looks like. And then there's some, you know, some QR codes that you can scan. And it's a tried and tested app, works well. And there are other models that work with this device. One of the models is only $50. This is about $250. We'll look at our manual. There are a few videos now, thankfully, so that's going to help. So yeah, manual with some colour sections there. Let's take that out of the plastic. So yeah, wow, it looks, I mean, I'd accidentally touched a button and it lit up. Look at that. That is cool. Of course, I need to learn how to use it. You know, you've got the play button here. So first impressions. Oh wow, you know, where do I start? Literally, where do I start? But this is just an unboxing. Let's have a look inside this box as well in a sec. But look, big speaker, proper keypad down there. These are like old-fashioned buttons, aren't they? So when you press the keys, it all comes to life. Volume up and down, tune up and down. We haven't even turned the tuner on, which could be, after watching some videos, just pressing the play button here. It's locked, so we need to unlock it. Let's just look around it first. So there's our some lock buttons here. And it does say at the top, I know it's not clear, unlock, relock, and then another lock selection. So let's flick it up to unlock. Whilst we're here, we'll just look at these side connections. Looks like we've got auxiliary in, headphones, SD card and USB-C. And it, all it needs is 1 amp and 5 volts. Tuning knob here and the side, and then just here. And the side sort of carry handle. And a big telescopic antenna as well. And this is what I say about this. I think it might, is it three? It's definitely got three antenna selections. A big long one there that you can use. On the back. And I'm learning this with you, by the way. I like that way. I like it that way. But you've got selections there for the antenna. Medium wave, short wave 1 and 2. And an external antenna. And they do use TRS connections, which we've got in my... this little receiver, the ATS120 in the bottom. It's like a speaker jack, but it is actually an antenna jack. That one looks like it's quite deep, that one. But the other one on top, just here, let's clip that back down. That clips into place. The other one on top is where your dipole goes as well, just in there. And we'll, hopefully that dipole's in that box. And look, this one actually fits my Bofeng VHF, UHF antenna, so that's good. And then you've got some selections there where you're selecting the antenna. And that does say super bass here. So it, is it two speakers or is it just one hole? Hard to say. You've got the model number written there, TR119. The one that's looks identical to me is the Radi RF919, and you can update firmware on these. I'm pretty sure you literally just put them into MP3 mode, put the firmware on an SD card, and it just loads. On this side, looks like a serial number, so not too much going on that side. Turn it round. We have unlocked it this time, so let's see. Shows that it needs charging. Time. I'm going to press the play just because I saw someone do it once. volume, and then we've got radio band. No, I'm going to have to learn, read the instructions, because it's so, that's okay though. You can see, that's your main tuning dial, fine tuning. Got some set, scan, delete, presets there. Tuner up and down. The screen is staying on. You can sleep it as well. Oh, did that turn it on? Oh, there it goes. So it looks like they haven't got a volume turner, which I'm surprised at that. So let's put in my VHF antenna. Just literally took it from my Bofeng. See if it will allow me to, on the UHF side. It looks like it doesn't just select UHF, it selects airband as well. Let's just type in. You have to maybe press enter first. Oh! Got my node. It's about what, inches wise, 6 or 7 inches high, maybe as much as 3 inches deep. Well, there you are. Look, we can tune it as well. I mean, it's fun, isn't it? You've got your signal meter flashing away there. While it's doing that, I'm going to take out what's in this box. That's Hubnet, by the way. So there's a strap. A brush here. USB-C charging. There's our dipole. Dipole just plugs in the top. Like so.
Just make a little list of things that you need when you're going to go portable. Have a chat with people that go portable.
And it's directional, as you can see.
Have a little chat and say, look, you know, for 40 metres.
Having a good old chat there on Hubnet.
You have to be that high off the ground, which I don't think it does.
So what I'll do is, let's change band. Let's put in an air band. So we'll go,
stuff like that.
How do we do it? We go one. No, you have to press enter.
Enter.
No. Nope.
Try and get the best results as you can for portable use. Have a good day, mate. 7300 OMK, clear.
So we probably have to choose a different one of these for airband. We just hold it up and it's starting to tune. You know about the volume mode here. So that I would say that the mode is going to select things like MP3 player. Well, let's just stop that. So along here, we're seeing it says shortwave, AM. Can't read that. 100.6, and it looks like it does actually dim when you stop touching the buttons. So let's just go try and get AM in there now. Now to enter. Aha, so that's airband. If I get my external antenna on there, we should pick up Bristol Airport. We do actually pick it up in this shack sometimes. Anyway, let's just keep going looking at these buttons. So we've got radio and band. See, the bands are changing. See the way it remembered that one? Subband. Now, can we change that? See if I can get radio one. I think if you press, it changed this step for you. Press again. It's marked here. It's now 100. So if I go 94.3, I should get me radio 1. Remember, there's an antenna selection on top. We're going to do proper tutorials on this. This is literally just an unboxing. Excellent sounding speaker.
Rick Peels.
And you might think of it, maybe the way to go is not even top down at all, but entirely bottom up.
Of course,
and we haven't even tried the app yet.
But there are worse and better sources of information.
I can tell on the internet what's the BMJ and what is some.
I'm just going to find my app.
Scare site.
The classicists all felt.
Okay, so we've got the app there, which I will do a complete tutorial on that using the manual. So don't worry about that. But we have swiped down and we have turned on Bluetooth for now. Let's turn that down. Let's press, this one is marked UHF, VHF. That was where we were. That's back to my friend there. Squelch. So I press squelch and it did, something kicked in. Right, and it says via bandwidth and core demodulation. And it's changing there. So is that like a filter? So I think it is, yeah. And then it goes on to antenna select. You see it flashing away, your different antennas that you select. Remember, there's three antenna selections. And then mode, let's press mode. Oh, Bluetooth. So, wanted to do that. See if it... Remember, I've not used this. This isn't really a tutorial on doing it, remember that. But I'm just going to have a go anyway. See if it finds it. So you press the little radio down here. And not finding it yet. Do press play. Okay, well, I'll read the manual. Well, I swiped down and I saw this. So one says headphones and one says BLE. So we'll just try one pair and then we'll see what happens. I know it's not the clearest image on my phone, but it is actually now showing up. And we're connected. Snazzy. So how do we come out of this screen? Let's just press open and connect. Right, let's just read that again. I'm just going to press band here. See if it lets me do anything. Oh, you can store memories by the looks of it. Band. So, what now? It does say that when you're properly connected, that the Bluetooth symbol stays lit. And then you press play. So I won't spend too much time now because I want to learn it, to be honest. And it is still flashing. So maybe I just press this again. We did select it. I think we'll move on because I don't want to just spend this whole video trying to work out how to do the Bluetooth. Okay, so we managed to get to the HF bands. See the bandwidth button? You press it once for the bandwidth. But if you press and hold, and then you can select USB, LSB. So we'll get on to LSB, and we'll get my antenna on there. See if we can pick anything up. Just holding it down, the bandwidth button. LSB, we'll let it select that. So now let's grab my antenna. I'll probably go for a finer tune as well by pressing this. There you go. Okay. Got my BNC adapter there, TRS to BNC. LSB, maybe the bandwidth does actually sound a bit narrow. There you are. We just need some activity now. You can see that here there's two lights lit to show that both the screens are in use. And to get them in use, I just press time set and alarm. I can hear something in the distance. Well, we're not getting much activity at all, unfortunately. But anyway, get the idea. It does 40 meters. So I think that's enough for this video. I'm going to come back now, you know, learning. That's what the manual's for. And you know me, as I learn, I will delve very deep into all the functions. I won't miss a trick. And we'll be testing out everything, airband, taking it out in the garden, up for a walk, charging it up. The battery is under here. Now with this, some models, they have the, is it 18650 battery, but this one has like a battery pack, 3600 milliamp hours, okay? And I think the fact that you can charge it with your iPhone charger or your Android phone charger, it's pretty, very convenient. You've got this stand here to stand it up. A little gap there so you can pull that out. And the carry strap, and then you've got these handles here at the top as well, just here and here. Of course, the telescopic that we've already seen. You can select if you want to use that or not. Antenna wise, so look, you've got shortwave 1 and 2. So I would say I should have selected one of the shortwaves for the HF side. And then on the top, you've got antenna on, antenna off. So is it off? I need to know when it's off, is it using this one? Well, I suppose there's only 50-50 chance. Oh, I can see there, it shows like, sorry about that. Turn on off there. Look, it shows the dipole sign there. So when the middle connector is selected, it shows the dipole. See the dipole? It's still showing the dipole even if I select anything. So let's just plug that back in into the TR thing. I mean, look at that, it is beautiful. My LED lights don't help. LSB 715 bandwidth. Tune, does it tune? Yeah, it does allow you to tune. You've got the squelch thing here, is it? If I turn off my LED light a minute, that does actually make a lot of difference in my shack. Oh, something there? Maybe? I've seen videos and it's fine. Let's go to shortwave number 2. Anyway, more to learn. Bye for now. Thanks for watching my YouTube video. 7-3.